This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Afternoon, guys. For the final time this season, we will start with a broadcast section that's got no embargo, followed by an embargoed section for 10:30 p.m. tonight. No live tweeting during the broadcast section, please, and phones on silent. James.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Christian Romero and Pierre Hojbjerg available to feature this weekend?
Christian, no. He's got an injury, he's out. Pierre trained yesterday, so we're hopeful that maybe he can help us at the weekend. I think so. I think the hope and expectation is that will be the case, and I guess why that's why the operation was taken place so quickly.
Final match on Sunday, European qualification out of Spurs' hands. How much of a blow do you think it would be for the club to miss out on Europe altogether next season?
Yeah, obviously it has its implications, and it's not where the football club want to be. We definitely want to be competing in Europe. Any European competition, it's important for a club this size. But at the same time, I think the most important thing, regardless in or out of Europe, is that there's a plan, there's an idea, and there's commitment from everyone going forward.
Today marks 2 months since Antonio Conte left. Has the uncertainty around the next manager, the sporting director leaving the club, has that had an effect on the squad and ultimately the results as well?
Possibly. I mean, the results before he left weren't amazing, so I don't think the results have dipped a huge amount. Obviously, we was in a different position, but I think you could feel it. You could feel it the weeks leading up to it, that, yeah, there was uncertainty, and it's never great to have uncertainty. I think we've been in that situation probably for the last 8 weeks where there's a lot of uncertainty, and I think that's why one of my main things when I kind of come in with my team of people was to try and create a togetherness and make us feel part of something towards the end of the season, and then hopefully to lay some foundations to build where we want and expect this football club and this football team to look and play like in the future. Absolutely, yes.
Why do you feel that's the case?
It's history. It's Tottenham Hotspur. It's a big club, not just for managers, coaches, for staff members, for players. Anyone here should feel the privilege and the honour to represent this badge. And if they don't, then they shouldn't be here. It's really as simple as that. Can't sum it up because he's still our player. I think when you sum something up, it's something that's a closed chapter and you speak about the past. That's certainly not the case. But I think for any player, any manager, any member of staff at this football club, when one leaves, it's important to have a succession plan in place. So when people do leave this football club, the next one comes in and the impact isn't so big. And that's not just speaking about Harry, that's speaking about other players, because ultimately in 2 months, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club is still going to be Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, and there'll be players that come in, staff, coaches that come in and out. But for me, it's really important that there's an identity and a real idea in all departments.
Thanks, James. Niv.
Hi, Ryan. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Leeds are fighting for their survival. It's going to be a very challenging atmosphere. What do you think you need to do better as a collective compared to the previous game to get away from Edinburgh?
First of all, I think we probably need to be clinical when our chances come, because the game last weekend, I thought the first half was probably as good as we've been this season in terms of with the ball, chances created, creativity. I really enjoyed watching us. So it's important to take those chances when they do come, but then also understanding that opposition are going to have their moments. And in those moments, you need to stick together, you need to make blocks, you need to make saves. You need to get through it as a team. And ultimately, that's what cost us last weekend. Yes, it wasn't a great second half, but there are two key moments on 55 or on 60 minutes they took. They were clinical, and it changed the complete flow of the game. So that's something we're fully aware of.
Do you sense from your players that feeling of anger, frustration, and maybe a desire to react after what happened against Brentford?
I'm not sure. I think naturally as a professional, when you lose games, and We've lost games in the last weeks and months, far too many for this football club. That is something you would hope and expect to feel. And of course, going to Elland Road, you know it's going to be intense. You have to enjoy that. That's something to enjoy. It's a big game for them. It's a big game for us. And we need to use it to our advantage as much as possible. Yeah, listen, I think it's important. This club's in Europe, but the bigger picture and the most important thing is the direction and the commitment for the club, because we've seen a lot in recent years in the Premier League is that you can be up here 1 minute and down there, and it's important that you're stable and you're strong to get through those moments. Quality of player, the technical ability, probably most importantly the mental strength as well. Top player, been doing it for years. The consistency is incredible, and he's been amazing this season.
And for you, that was your second time taking the caretaker manager job here at Spurs in the last 2 years. What have you learned about yourself, your coaching style, especially in the last few weeks, who have been very challenging?
Yeah, obviously a strange one, because I think 2 years ago the results were better, but we're miles ahead in terms of me and my team, the work we've done. I believe more now than ever in what we are and who we are. Understand and realistic in terms of the current situation when you want to create a certain football team to play a certain way. We see all the time. You need time. You need time to change that. You need a pre-season. You need time to work. And I would like Tottenham to be an intense team with and without the ball. And to create that after playing 45 games this season is difficult. And ultimately, there's been times in games in the last few months, where we've just not been good enough, and it's cost us results.
Thanks, Niv. Ali.
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'm really not sure. These injuries, I've been a professional, I know what it's like. You have injuries that linger, that are difficult, and maybe a slight change in training or a change in the way we wanted him to play and asking his body to do something different might have flared it up a little bit. I'm not sure. But ultimately, it's an injury that needed to be sorted, needed to be operated on. And I'm sure after this operation, it'll come back stronger and better than what it was before.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Cool.
One of those, was there any temptation to maybe have it earlier in the season? Or was it always
something that looked towards the end? I don't think so. I think it was a case of trying to get through it. And manage it as much as possible, but like I say, probably at the moment, well, we certainly couldn't manage it, so that option was taken away from us.
I'm just kind of looking forward a bit. Obviously, there's a lot that has to happen in the kind of meantime anyway, but eventually there will be the transfer window. How much work do you think this squad needs in the transfer window to compete again?
Of course, I think there's work, because we have a big squad, we have a lot of players on loan, and there's decisions to make. First of all, there's a lot of decisions to make about our current squad, so that's probably the priority. But I think the most important work is probably away from the transfer window right now, because you need a manager in place, you need a commitment, you need an idea, and to know where you go. You can't do transfer business without a manager, because it might not fit his idea. And at the moment, I believe that, yeah, we need an idea of what we're going to do, who we want to be, and stick to it, recruit people for that, and ultimately recruit players for that.
You use the term earlier, succession plan with players. Should that also extend to staff as well?
Yeah, no, I think, maybe my memory's wrong, but I think I did say not just players. It's not about players, it's members of staff as well, because if you want to be a successful football club on the pitch, then I think everyone working for the organisation, the football club, they need to be on board with what we are and who we are. And I think when you have an idea of that, when people leave, I think it's probably easier to pick people to come in a lot, and it makes it a lot more fluid and easy to plan for these type of things. So, yeah, I hope going forward that certainly is the case. For me personally, sorry. Yeah, look, I think naturally people just look at results, because that's the nature of the business. I get that. But at the same time, I think football people, certainly people inside this building, inside this football club, will know the work we've done. Absolutely, I've no doubt about that. And like I say, I don't care how many years' experience you've had to try and change so much in such a short space of time. Is difficult. I think it's a lot easier, for argument's sake, to go from a back four to a back five, as opposed to a back five to a back four, when a team had been working for the best part of two seasons that way. But I'll be honest, it's what I believe in, and I have to stay true to myself. And especially in this moment in time, we've got a lot of injuries. We're quite limited with who we can pick, and that's probably influenced some decisions as well. But yeah, ultimately, I come away from it with more belief. I trust my team, I trust my people, and I know the work we've done.
Thanks, Ali. And finish with Charlie, please.
You mentioned there about the results were better last time, but you feel miles ahead. Why then do you think the results haven't matched with
everyone? Yes, it's a good question. Maybe fans not being in the stadium then. The feeling, the game was a little bit different. Now the intensity is so high, and we're probably coming off the back of like a more, I won't say uncertain period, but there is uncertainty, and I think probably it's translated far too much to the outside world than what it should have done, and maybe that's affected the players. It could have easily been very different in terms of the results. But that's football. That's football. We see it all the time when new managers go into clubs at start of seasons, midway through season. I think historically in the last couple of years, we look at successful teams now and successful managers, and It wasn't easy at the start. The results probably weren't as good, but they stuck to who they were. They kept believing in how they felt that football club should be. And ultimately, when that happens and when everyone's on board and players, staff, fans buy into that, I think it's easier to turn it round. No, I just think because of COVID, I think it changed. Like, football was different. The Premier League 2 years ago with no fans in the stadium, it was just a different game. Naturally, when you haven't, you lose that intensity, you lose that real, connection, the emotion. It just wasn't there. So I think it was a different league and a different period to what it has been now. I think there's always disappointment when you lose. Absolutely. Like I said, after the Brentford game, I was proud of the players in terms of the shift they'd done from a mental point of view. The things we was asking, you know, the regains higher up the pitch, the aggression of our defensive line, how we played with the ball, the fluidity, the freedom, the creativity. It was really, really good. But in this moment, when you switch off for a split second in the Premier League, it's tough. You get punished, and we got punished for a few moments where I don't want to say it's understandable, because obviously I expect and demand a lot more, but at the same time, this stage of the season, I think when you're asking them to do something physically different, mentally different, after having played 45-50 games in a long season with a World Cup break, having lost a member of staff during that, having lost the manager, two managers. Yeah, it's not easy.
You're obviously in a really unique position, I suppose. You've seen it from lots of different sides. Where do you sit on how, you know, people say this job, the manager's job, is impossible at Tottenham, and other people say, oh, the players are unmanageable. What's your view on those sort of takes?
I think my view is quite clear in terms of, we probably had two or three different styles of football in the last 2 or 3 years, and I don't think that's good for any squad of players, for fans, anyone. It's very hard to become stable, and like I say, when you lose people, when you lose coaches, when you lose players, members of staff, the impact is huge if you keep going from different things. And like I say, I think going forward, it really is important, and we see it in the Premier League, we see it across the leagues in the world, that I want people to know who Tottenham are, know what a Tottenham team should look like, and certainly know what a Tottenham player should look like.
Just lastly, would that then be, if this is the end of this, then would that be the kind of message that you want to leave to the club as to how to lift themselves back to where they should be?
Oh, this is just how I view what the situation is. Obviously, there's going to be loads of conversations in the summer about going forward. There's a lot of people here that really care and want the club to get back to where we want, expect and hope us to be. Them conversations, those decisions, I'm sure will be made in the summer. I trust the people that are making the decisions.
Okay, we will move on to the embargoed section for 10:30 p.m. tonight. Start with Dom from the Standard, please.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.